The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, look at John Collins. DMX once said it, either let me fly or give me death. Jared Allen, that is nasty. Our guy John Collins.
Get up.
That's how you get up, get out, and get something.
That was not getting dunked on. That was getting passed on. He got passed on.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Coming up later in the show, we have our guy, friend of the program, Conway the Machine, Griselda's own, Buffalo's own. Can't wait to talk to him. But first, we start with Late Into the Night in Los Angeles at the plate. Chris Taylor, and he walks off a one-game playoff, loser-goes-home game at home. What drama.
That usually doesn't happen from the nine-hole, Jacoby. My guy Kirk Gibson did that with the Dodgers as well. And how about the fact that I got my guy Max Scherzer got yanked early? I was a little bit worried. I really was. I didn't think the Dodgers were gonna find a way to get it done, but they found a way to get it done late. Now we got the Dodgers, now we got the Giants, something we've never had. 107 wins, 106 wins. And you know what about that matchup I'm looking forward to? Yeah, belt paces them with home runs, but how about your squad has to be dope when you have a Yastrzemski on the squad. You know what I mean?
You know I know about Carl Yastrzemski.
Right?
You know I know about Carl Yastrzemski.
Exactly. They got Mike Yaz on their squad. No doubt about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you think about the Yastrzemski and the Yankees and the Red Sox, and they've gone toe-to-toe in the playoffs. These two teams, which is a rivalry just as heated, except it's on the other coast, doesn't get talked about as much, the first time they ever meet in the playoffs. You know what that says to me? I'm going to have to stay up late. I'm going to have to take some naps. I'm going to have to take some naps to stay up late to watch those games. I will definitely be staying up late to watch every second of this Thursday night football game. It is a great matchup. Division rivals, the Rams against the Seahawks. Your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, has been able to get a lot of passing yards. And do you know what the Seattle Seahawks do? They let you get a lot of passing yards. Jalen, can the Seahawks defense slow down Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp?
Jacoby, just between you and us, nobody else is listening. Tell me one of the reasons you really like Cooper Kupp.
What? That's because of speed.
Tell me one of the reasons.
Speed, quickness, hands, and he's a white guy. That's one of the reasons I like Cooper Kupp. Those are basically the reasons. What do you want me to say?
They've been a terrific linking up this season. Can Matthew Stafford have a bounce back game? The Rams got humbled last week by the Cardinals, who are still undefeated. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald was quiet. How many weekends do you go and not hear Aaron Donald's name? That's a problem for Russell Wilson. Oh, wait, it's been a problem for Russell Wilson the entire time he's played against the Rams. Aaron Donald has wrecked the game every time he's played against Russell Wilson. That's why Russell Wilson, like, can I get some offensive line help? Didn't he ask for it in the offseason?
These
are the weekends he want that help.
Russell Wilson was supposed to be the disgruntled quarterback in the NFC until Aaron Rodgers came and took all the shine. Don't forget that. But Russell Wilson has been on an absolute tear this year. When you look at the numbers of where he stacks up against other quarterbacks, it's almost like he's underappreciated. We always hear how he never got an MVP vote, but this might be the year if he continues putting up the numbers that he has put up. Look at this. First yards per attempt. Fourth in completion percentage. Fifth in passing touchdowns and zero interceptions. Go ahead.
So, Jacoby, I just got to be the dude to say this. I feel like other than Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
You can say that, but you're wrong. You can say that, but you're wrong. But go ahead, say it. Just go off, King.
And this is no shade to Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or some of the up-and-coming quarterbacks
Allen,
like Justin
Lamar
Herbert.
Jackson, Justin Herbert.
No,
sure,
no,
go
no,
off,
no.
King.
It just seems like Russell Wilson is the best of both worlds. He gives it to me with his legs. He gives it to me with his arm. He throws the deep ball. He's a Super Bowl champion. That's my quarterback. Do I got to go T.O. on you? That's my quarterback.
Well, if he keeps this up, he's finally going to get that one MVP vote that we've all been talking about for years. Jalen, do you know what I'll be keying on in this game? Do you know what I'll be keying on? We haven't even mentioned it yet. Two of the best to do it facing off. It's happened before. Your guy, Jalen Ramsey, against my guy, DK Metcalf. You know they're going to be jawing. You know they're going to be colliding. I'm going to be keying on this part of the field almost every snap when they go up against each other. What do you think will happen between those two?
And they both love to get physical, physical for their positions. It's going to be interesting to see if Ramsey shadows him, because they haven't just been using him as a lockdown corner. They also been using him as a nickel, doing a lot of blitzes, getting a lot of tackles in the backfield. But you're right. I'm going to be glued to that matchup.
I'm going to say definitely a personal foul on Jalen Ramsey. Can I bet on that? Can I bet on Ramsey getting a personal foul? Can I bet on that? I'm definitely going to bet on that if I can. Jalen, in your division, in the NFC, the Bears head coach, Matt Nagy, finally said something that we all knew he was going to say, but he said it. Let's listen to it.
I think after this past weekend with Justin and the growth that we saw, you know, it really, the discussions that we had was to be able to go this direction. We had our plan with Andy and developing Justin. You know, I think that for me, I knew it came with the territory. And all we wanted to do was do everything we can to do what's best for this team.
Jalen, Justin Fields looked good last week, but, oh, that's right, they're playing the Lions. Everybody looks good against the Lions. What do you think about him committing to Fields after not committing on Monday?
Here's the thing. One quarterback is under center. One person's calling the plays. Another quarterback under the center. Somebody else is calling the plays. You know who called this play? Ownership and management. Hey, dog, Justin Fields is starting this week. This whole song and dance trying to elongate your career by trying to make people think that Nick Foles might play or Andy Dalton should play. Go ahead and put Justin Fields out there. He looked really good last week. We've already anointed him as the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears, so you might as well allow him to go out there and learn on the job.
Jalen, quick question that you're unprepared for. How many years will Justin Fields be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears?
Too long. As a Detroit Lions fan, way too long. Way too long. Way too long.
I'm looking at like 8-9 years. Like, Justin Fields is going to be a problem in this division for a long time, and we're definitely going to be some growing pains, as we've seen earlier this year from Justin Fields, but there are also flashes of brilliance, as we saw last week against the Lions.
And
for some reason, we bet on them. I don't know why we did that. Well, Ben Roethlisberger is not practicing today because of a hip and pectoral problems. However, he did say this about those that were questioning him and whether or not he should be the starting quarterback of the Steelers.
I need to be better. I need to fight through and figure out how to make better decisions, how to make better throws, how to, be a better football player. And that's why I just said I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm not giving up on this season. No one in this building is. It's still early, and there's still a lot of fight left in us.
So, Jalen, he's banged up. He hasn't been playing well. He hasn't been protected at all. What do you think happens next with Big Ben and the Steelers?
Big Ben, a legend. And I'm going to make sure I give him his credit, give him his respect, pay him his homage. But this looks like his final season. So they probably should go on and start celebrating that right now with a farewell tour. That's what this looks like to me. And this will not be a season that the Pittsburgh Steelers achieve what I'm sure the ultimate organizational goals are, is to get to the Super Bowl and ultimately win the Super Bowl. And I pay attention to detail. Make sure you listen closely to Ben's injuries. He's never been the most mobile, right? Mm-hmm. Did you say hip?
I did say
that
hip.
Means
I know.
Not
it doesn't
as
help.
Mobile.
It doesn't help. It's like right. an old person injury
no.
too. That's tough.
No, that don't sound like mobile at all. Did no. you say pectoral?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
means
the part of the
throwing.
Throwing.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he can't move and he can't throw. And they can't protect him. They can't run the football. I don't want to put it all on him. But again, like they're 1-3 and hopefully the Lions game comes faster than they think because that schedule looks tough. And this may become a struggle for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think you made a good point, though. I think in the media, we focus on the quarterback play, the quarterback play, the quarterback play. They haven't been able to run the ball. They haven't been able to protect him at all. Like, this is a team dysfunction, especially on that side of the ball. Not necessarily only Big Ben looking old and slow and incapable. However, Big Ben thus far has looked old and slow
old
and incapable.
Old and slow and incapable.
They can use these injuries if they want. They can use it as a smokescreen to put Haskins or Rudolph into there. Do you think they will do so this week?
No, because they're paying him too much money, and he's earned the equity in that building to allow him to go out and not throw in the towel. And so I don't believe that that's going to be the course of action, and that's not Mike Tomlin's personality, as you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Jalen, joining us right after this short break.
Bars!
Conway the Machine from Griselda from Buffalo joining us right after the break, and he's going to judge my table jump. That looks like a good table jump to me. That looks like a 10 to me. Win or go home, Game 5, Friday, 9 p.m. on ESPN2. It is the Mercury against the Aces. Fight for the right to play Candace Parker in the sky in the WNBA Finals. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we've been talking about Kyrie's status and whether or not he'll be available to the Nets for about a month now. And finally, we've heard from Kevin Durant. Here's what Kevin Durant had to say about the topic. And it's interesting. He said, quote, "I'm envisioning Kyrie being a part of our team. Maybe I'm just naive, but that's just how I feel. This is his decision. That's his choice. We all respect it. This is way bigger than hoops. I don't feel comfortable talking to him about stuff like this." Jalen, he envisions Kyrie being a part of the team. Does that mean road games? Does that mean maybe he'll get vaccinated? Or maybe he is just naive and Kyrie will not be part of the team?
This reminds me of one of my favorite sayings. If I could be where everybody wanted me to be, when everybody wanted me to be there, I'd be confused. In other words, in no way, shape, or form am I gonna say anything about Kyrie Irving's participation this season. But the reality of it is this. If Kyrie's willing not to play and to forfeit at least half of his salary, that's his prerogative. That's his choice. Now for KD and James Harden, y'all have a different mission. Y'all have a different goal. Y'all going into the huddle saying, we got a legit chance to win the championship this year. Well, breaking news. They won't get out of the second round without Kyrie. That goal ain't happening.
I disagree.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate that relationship based on not getting their goals accomplished, because it won't happen if he's not playing.
I'm starting to envision this team without Kyrie Irving, and you know what? I disagree with you. I think this team might still be favorites to come out of the Eastern Conference. Jalen, you're making that face, but guess what? They went into overtime in Game 7 against what would be the NBA champions without Kyrie Irving on the court. I can see this team being successful without Kyrie, and I can also see that becoming a reality, because if Kyrie hasn't gotten vaccinated at this point, what's going to change his mind? The game checks?
David Jacoby. It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Can't wait till the Big Daddy Kane and the Big KRS-One versus. I want to remind you of something. And correct me if I'm wrong. I've been watching this stuff since 1973. I got so many thoughts and things in my head. When Kyrie got injured, the Bucks were leading in the series and winning that game, right? So this narrative that if Kyrie was healthy, they would have beat the Bucks is not accurate. Now, James Harden and Kyrie would have been healthy. I agree with you. But under that premise, we got to give the Bucks their credit. And they're returning Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday, right? The Miami Heat got better this offseason. I don't see them being a favorite in the East without Kyrie Irving.
Well, something tells me that we'll be able to discuss this not as a hypothetical happening months, but something that will happen come playoffs. Jalen, it's time to celebrate this dunk again from friend of the show, John Collins. Look at John Collins with this. Don't sleep on the pass, but the best alley-oops always come from bad passes.
Oh, you need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. Representing the ATL, ESPN2. See y'all tomorrow at 4. Support Conway the Machine.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content with our guests. Right now, the full Conway the Machine interview. Coming to you live from Pier 17, the Seaport in New York City, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, who is joining us on the program right
now? One of the best lyricists in the industry. This gentleman spits flaming hot bars, and he has a new single coming out this Friday called Piano Love. Our brother from another, Griselda's own, Conway the Machine.
What's up, man? Thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for having me.
Appreciate the love, fam. Thank you for having us. We took Saturday to fly to Buffalo. You made sure we had hotel rooms. You made sure we got a chance to watch the Buffalo Bills in your suite. But something you also did that I want to ask you about. You did a three-hour concert. You did a three-hour show. I go to a lot of concerts, and the headliner's out there 30 minutes. Out there an hour. Why was it important for you to give us such a quality show in Buffalo?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, it felt like homecoming for me. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of just put on for my hometown city, you know what I'm saying, and do something special that they remember, something real memorable. But, you know, also it's just, I just got in that zone, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get in that bag and I just, you know, I don't even know how to stop, you know, the machine.
One thing that was so impressive about that performance wasn't just your performance, but some of the other artists that you work with drum work. Who are some of those other artists that people are going to be aware of very soon?
Love the Genius. She's special. She, you know what I mean? She got the juice right now. Jay Ski. We working on his stuff right now. His project coming out real soon. Revolver Ocelot. My brother Shots Almighty. He dropping his patch. You know, he got his wave. My brother Goose, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Lucky Seven. All of them, man. Everybody got something special. They getting ready to bring to the table very shortly, and I'm excited for them.
Two words I took from the trip were love and loyalty. And while Conway was on the marquee, West Side Gunn was there, Benny the Butcher was there. What was it like to have your brothers out on the stage with you as you were doing a historic performance in front of your hometown?
Man, it's always great, man. It's almost electric, you know what I'm saying? It shit sometimes brings me to tears, you know what I mean? Because I just think about where we came from and where we, you know, the things we had to overcome, the obstacles we had to overcome, you know, all the doubt, all the negativity we had to face, the adversity we had to face, and we just stuck to it, and we did it together, you know what I'm saying, which was most important. So for us to, you know, each in our own respective, you know, ways, be on top right now, like Benny doing his thing, Wes doing his thing, I'm doing my thing, and then for us all to just still, whenever we got something on, pull up and make sure, you know, hold each other down. You know, it's legendary, you know, especially for the city to see that because, you know, we give an example that, you know what I mean? You don't switch up on day one, you know what I mean? You stay solid and, you know, it can happen. And so it brings me to tears to even think about. Shout out my brother Derringer, too. He wasn't there, but you know, we always stick together. It's the camaraderie. That's the beautiful thing about it. You know what I'm saying?
Tonight at midnight, everywhere, everyone can get Piano Love, the new single from the upcoming project, God Doesn't Make Mistakes. What can they expect from this track?
Oh, man, I'm taking it back to the streets, man. I'm taking it back to, you know what I mean? To the essence, that feeling that we love, that, you know, me and the Alchemist whipped up something good, something crazy. And I just wanted to set the tone with that feeling that, you know, my diehard fans and my day ones know and love me for. And I just wanted to, you know, it's that chip on my shoulder rap again. I wanted to get back in that bag with it. So I'm excited to drop that tonight.
And this is going to be your first project with Shady Records. So what was it like working with Eminem? And who are some of the features that's going to be on God Doesn't Make Mistakes?
I love working with him, man. I'm working over there with Shady Records. And I just thank them so much for, you know, the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, and giving me a shot and giving me a chance, you know what I mean? And I put together a beautiful album. I got T.I. on there. I got Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Benny West. Hit-Boy, I got production with Hit-Boy. I got production from Bink. I got production from Derringer, Alchemist. I'm leaving some stuff out. I got Wallow on there. I got my homeboy Wallow on there, 267. I got, you know what I mean? I got an incredible body of work, man. I'm excited to give it to the people.
Well, Jalen hit that earlier, but we just want to thank you, honestly, for hosting us this weekend, last weekend. It seemed like everywhere I went, everyone was asking me if I needed something. You had people giving us rides and everything. It was amazing this weekend. And I had to jump through a table. And there's been some controversy. What do you think about my table jumping technique?
Yeah, I mean, you got the technique down pack. I can tell you, as you know what I mean, you was being a little safe with your jump. You know what I mean? But I'm still gonna give you a 7 out of 10. You know what I mean? Considering, you know, the weather was, you know, it was wet, it was slick, it was rainy. We ain't want you to hurt yourself on your first try jumping off that Jeep. You might have, you know what I mean? Might not have ended right. You know what I mean? But I'll give you, you got a 7 out of 10 on that one. You need to tell them with more reckless abandon.
I told him, make sure you fall instead of jump. I think he did like a combination of the two.
Yeah. But you broke it, you made it through it, and you know what I mean? But the celebration, that is a 10 out of 10. you got that one right.
So the Buffalo Bills took care of business. They shut out the Texans. We were eating good, drinking good, hanging out in Conway the Machine suite. So what is it like for you that Griselda now has the game on a chokehold?
Man, it's I'm just grateful to be in this position. You know what I'm saying? I'm super, super thankful. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I ain't one of them, you know, cocky, arrogant, you know, egotistical type of dudes. I'm fully aware of that. You know what I'm saying? You know, God put me in this position, you know, and I wouldn't be here without my bros. And you know what I mean? You know, I'm just excited, you know, just take it wherever we taking it at. You know what I'm saying? It just mean a lot to me that some of my icons, people that's icons to me and legends to me, you know, respect what I'm doing and hold me in a high regard. And they tell me I'm doing it the right way. You know what I mean? Like you see Grandmaster Flash was at the show. Stuff like that is my legend. You know, that's my championship ring right there. You know what I mean?
Well, let's talk about the Bills' championship ring potential, because I was concerned after that first Steelers game, but they've certainly got it together since then. Do you see this team going to the Super Bowl this year?
Yes. Yes. I feel like our defense right now is going to go down, you know, at the end of this year. It's one of those defenses like, you know, the Ravens with Ray Lewis and them Bears, you know, the Broncos back in the day. We got one of those defenses, and all them teams won rings off them defenses. So we got the defense, we got the coaching staff, the administration, everything from the top on down, the ownership, the the culture in the locker room. We got the quarterback. We got the weapons. We all set. You know what I mean? I think this is our year to get there. You know, I got us to win it all, honestly.
You got the fans, you got the supporters, and you have the weather, too. That's one of the things that once it started to get cold, it's going to really be in the Bills' advantage. But I also want to ask you another rap question. So, like, there's been a lot of controversy about, like, acknowledging the GOATs, and I know how much you love the game. Can you be considered one of the greatest rappers if you don't write your own rhymes?
Yeah, because to me, I think rapping, a rapper and an MC is two different things. Now, you can't be one of the greatest MCs ever, but you definitely, a rapper is like, you know, an entertainer, like a singer. You know, some of the greatest singers, you know what I'm saying, don't write their songs and none of that. So, and we still don't, you know, knock them down and none of that. So, if you were saying rappers, yeah, you could definitely be one of the greatest rappers of all time with it. But like MCs, that's a different landscape. That's different, and I don't think so. I think an MC is you gotta be nasty with that pen. You know what I'm saying? Innovator. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot that go into that. So, you know, no shade, or I ain't trying to knock nobody who create their music how they create it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like when you're trying to be in that, man, greatest lyricist or greatest MC ever. I think you disqualify yourself when you have ghostwriters.
Piano Love is out right now, tonight at midnight, everywhere. And
yes.
God Doesn't
Go
Make
get
Mistakes.
That.
How long are we going to have to wait for God Doesn't Make Mistakes? We coming in November?
Yeah, I think we come in early November. You know, everything is all set. We just finalizing one or two last things, but everything is ready to go. It's just go time. You know what I'm saying? It's go time, so it's going to be lit.
Well, stay fly, family. We appreciate you taking the time. Come back on anytime to talk about your Bills, to talk about Griselda, to talk about any projects. And again, we forever grateful to the love and the support the entire city and the Buffalo Griselda family showed us. Thank you, family.
Man, thank you, man. Appreciate y'all. Jalen Jacoby, man. Love.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back. We'll be back with much more right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, I want to give a big shout out to Candace Parker, the Chicago Sky. Just awaiting Game 5 on Friday to see who they'll be facing off with in the WNBA Finals. And Jalen, you know who I'm rooting for.
Who are you rooting for?
The Mercury. I want the Mercury to win. You know why? Because they've got Skylar Diggins, Brittany Griner, and my personal GOAT, Dinah Taurasi. I want to see Candace Parker, Dinah Taurasi, Brittany Griner, Skylar Diggins all face off in the WNBA Finals. That's what I want to see.
I ain't mad at that. And by the way, like sometimes I enjoy just being an OG and a vet and watching like people fly under the radar in certain instances and then start to get recognized, or it works in reverse. Sometimes people get overhyped and never live up to it. I'm just glad people are starting to now really pay attention to how dope Candace Parker is. I was in Chicago one of the years her high school won the state championship. I played against her brother, Anthony. And she's been doing work not only since high school, but I got a chance to watch her play rec against the Tennessee men's team when she was in college, and she dunked on a dude.
Sure she did.
And so, like, I love Lisa Leslie. I love Pam and Paula McGee. So many legends of the WNBA. Cheryl Swoops. Like so many Cynthia Cooper, so many great ballers, right?
Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah, you run like Rebecca.
Yeah, she's my player comp. She's my player comp. Whenever anybody asks me who my WNBA, my NBA player comp is, I say Rebecca Lobo.
Absolutely. But Candace been doing work, been balling, and obviously she's doing her thing in the broadcast space and killing it. But let me also acknowledge something else. My Roc Nation family member, Skylar Diggins, worked on her game, dog. I've been watching her this year. She worked on her body. She worked on her right hand. She can play through contact now. She got a nice runner and floater. She competing defensively. Like, her game stepped up. She balled this year. And they needed it, as you mentioned, when you got Taurasi and you got Brittany Griner on the squad. And so I'll say this. And I said it going into the bubble. When you get confused, just follow the WNBA. You know what we're not talking about right now?
Vaccination availability.
Correct. You know what I'm saying? Why are we not talking about it?
You know what I want to know? Like, we keep talking about Kyrie Irving. Who else didn't get vaccinated in the NBA? Like, we just talk about Kyrie like he's the only one. Like, he's the only player that didn't get vaccinated. If you play, because obviously he plays in New York, so half of the home games, la-di-la-di-la. But there's going to be players who just sit out when they play the Knicks or the Nets or the Warriors.
Well, right now, Jacoby, there is a list of players that are unvaccinated. There's a list.
Who's got it?
And the reason why Kyrie is highlighted is because he's a marquee player on a championship contending team that also has James Harden and Kevin Durant on it. And therefore, my job is to cover the sport, and a lot of fans and supporters' job is to buy tickets. How about this third rail? The betting. People betting on this stuff, dog.
There's over-unders out now. You can bet on over-unders on regular season wins right now. You don't know whether Kyrie's going to be available for half the games, all the games, zero games. You don't know. Kyrie might just take a couple months off and then mess around, decide to get vaccinated, and just be like, join the team at the All-Star break. Like, I'm not going to predict what Kyrie Irving does. Let's just say that. I'm not in that game. Predicting what Kyrie Irving is going to do is a fool's errand. I'm just gonna follow it and react to the news.
And so that's why we're talking about him, because he's the marquee name in a situation on a team that if they have him, you personally pick them to win a championship. If they don't have him, you pick the Lakers. So it does matter.
I really think that they could. I mean, of course they could. I'm thinking, I'm calling it my favorite to win the East with or without Kyrie. I'm going to say it. My favorite. And James Harden and Kevin Durant.
Hit the brakes.
Harden and Kevin Durant. James Harden was limping around and they went to overtime against your Bucks. He was limping around. They went to overtime.
Thank you for calling them my Bucks. Thank you for calling them my Bucks, because I've been ride or die for years. Adamant about people trying to steal Giannis from Milwaukee like you. Let me tell you something. The disrespect that people have for Giannis, I'm going to make sure that I intervene at all turns. So let me get this right. Giannis goes and wins the championship. You know he's still getting better, right? Right? Who plays defense for the Nets on the interior?
Claxton.
Lighten the cakes,
Aldridge.
Dog.
Griffin.
Lighten the cakes. Not big enough. He just retired and came back. Not good enough. Like, Giannis is going to average 40 against the Nets. That's 40% of their points.
Good for him. And they're losing six. It's fine. Good for him. I'm glad he averages 40.
Nobody's stopping Giannis.
They're losing six.
Like, this idea that,
We got to have this series.
And I got to remind you something. Drew Holiday plays defense.
Very well.
You know that, right? You know he plays defense.
Very well. You know, okay. Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday had some questionable performances these playoffs. I watched every game. Drew Holiday,
of course you did,
wasn't exactly well, killing it on the other end of the floor.
Well,
if you
because
remember.
He's expending energy playing defense. He's a true two-way player. He's a better defensive player than offensive player.
It's true.
So there are going to be games where, but let me ask you this question. And by the way, I'm warning everybody. James Harden about to put up astronomical numbers this year. Let me just throw that out there. James Harden about to be like 15, 15, 15 every night. Like, he about to go crazy this year. Remember, he ain't got his bag yet, and he going to be in shape coming in to training
concerned,
camp.
I'm concerned about something with James Harden, Mr. Rose. I'm concerned about my pick when it comes to James Harden. Last year when he played in Brooklyn, COVID shut everything down. This year when he plays in Brooklyn, he's got the vaccination card. New York City's wide open. People are packed in clubs, nightclubs, bars, gentlemen's clubs. He hasn't really had the chance to explore New York City as a true New Yorker. And I'm a little concerned that he might do so this year. So you're saying he's putting up astronomical numbers. I mean, where are you talking? Like on the court or off the court?
Both. He got his number retired at a spot in Houston. I'm pretty sure he's going to be having some residency happening in the New York metropolitan area. But while he's putting up those astronomical numbers, while KD is shooting trays from the suburbs, who James Harden going to check?
Whoever. I mean, who's going to check James Harden? Why are we doing this right now? Let's do this when
we're doing
playoffs.
This because we're talking
every
about
time
NBA.
Say, every single
time you
say every single
honest.
But this is one of those things, Jay.
You know what?
This is one of those things. Who's going to check? Who's he going to check? You can say, who's going to check him for all these players except for Drew Holiday? You don't need to check him.
You know what? Let me interject something else. Red said, who's going to check KD?
You can say that about all these players, though. There's like 10 players in the league where it's like, who's going to check him? It's like, everybody. Everybody.
You guys do realize when it's 5 minutes to go in the game, Kevin Durant gonna be playing center for the Nets. Y'all know that, right?
Good for him.
Y'all know that, right?
Good for him.
I'm telling y'all right now how this is about to go.
Good for
you. This is what I do. I'm looking at their team. I'm looking at their lineup. And they're gonna be a terrific team. And they are my pick with Kyrie to win the East. But this idea that they're just going to blow through the East. Like, they ain't better than Miami without Kyrie.
Wrong again.
They're not.
You're allowed to be wrong.
They're not better than Miami without Kyrie.
It's okay. You know, sometimes you're just wrong.
Okay.
Sometimes
mark my words. No Kyrie, no finals.
We'll see. You know, it's one of those series just like it was last year, Bucks-Nets, where it's just, you know, it's close. That's close. That was close, you know? And James Harden was hobbled. So we have real evidence of this series and how it plays out, Mr. Rose. We have real hard evidence. We have 7 games that we watched how these two teams matched up. One team, 100% healthy. Other team, missing multiple key players in multiple games. And it went 7 in overtime. I rest my case. We can talk about who's going to check who. Who's James Harden going to check? James Harden's going to check Drew Holiday and stand there while Drew Holiday stands there. You know what I mean? Who's going to check Giannis is a question. You know, like you know exactly how it's going to go down. You know exactly how it's going to go down.
And money-making Middleton, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rose, this came out today, and I just laughed at it, right? Because Memphis had their, like, little, I don't know what they call it, media day, pro day, whatever they call it. And they did the Amani Bates measurements. And people are so concerned about his measurements. That his wingspan is shorter than his height. And he's a little light in the foot. And his vertical isn't high enough. And listen, those are all facts. But this dude gets buckets. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we even talking about? Like, I think of him, it's like, is he a good basketball player? Yes. Can he jump the highest? No. But something tells me that he'll be just fine. And this is like, I saw it on multiple blogs about Imani Bates' measurables. What do you think?
Let a Michigander enter the chat that's actually gone to see Imani Bates play basketball. up close and personal, okay? They have videos in my phone of him making like 70 threes in a row, okay? He gets buckets is what he does. And he reminds me a lot of Brandon Ingram. I would deem, if you look at Brandon Ingram, when, you ain't never seen him dunk on nobody.
No, not really.
You see what I mean? Like, but he's a 25-point scorer. He plays in all phases. Can get his own shot off the dribble, can catch and shoot. And by the way, Amani Bates is only, 18?
17 or 18.
Right. He's kind of not fully developed just yet. You know what I'm saying? I would think he's going to get a little stronger. You know, when you start to train, you can improve things like your strength and your vertical. You know, that's what happens in sports. So he's not going to be Dominique Wilkins.
No.
But he doesn't have to be. But I'm going to tell you what he does. Score.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Ingram.
I'm excited about Amani Bates. I'm excited
about
Memphis.
You know what I'm also excited about? Let me tell you what I'm excited about. You might have to share a room with me again at the Final Four, because Michigan and Memphis going to be there.
Well, let's find out where it is and just book. Let's just book the rooms now so we don't have to share a room. You know what I mean? That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do, because they know where the venue is. Let's just do that now.
Where's the Final Four this year?
I don't know. You can just sell the rooms. You can sell the rooms later. I'm sure the hotel will be happy to figure it out. I want it to be somewhere fun. Let's look it up, Mr. Rose.
We'll be there.
Let's look it up.
You're definitely going to be there. Michigan and Memphis will be there.
Oh, yeah. Michigan, they're definitely going to be there. Final Four. Why did I write 2022? Let's see here. Let's see what the venue is. Hosts. It's in New Orleans? Wait, what? It's in New Orleans, Jay. I ain't going.
Oh, we definitely going now.
Every time I go to New Orleans, I lose like, I gain like 10 pounds, lose $1,000 and all my dignity. Every single time.
No clocks like Vegas. Southern
Las
Vegas.
That casino's like right, like if you leave like the French Quarter on your way to the hotel, that casino's like right in between there. You know what I mean? So they make you walk past it. And I just can't walk past a casino when it's 2 a.m. and I've had a couple cocktails. I want to play some blackjack. Me and the Podfather once played blackjack in there until about 8 a.m. Walked into our hotel and all the executives were sitting in the lobby. And we were not coming back from breakfast. You could tell. You could tell we didn't have coffee in our hands and weren't bright-eyed and bushy-tailed ready to attack the day like they were. We were coming in after winning a lot of money. That was one of the
best.
They
were stepping and y'all was fetching.
We're gonna have the Pop Father on when we do our celebration for 10 years. I want to just say this, Jalen. I guarantee you're not watching Squid Game, but Squid Game is on, you know, I think it's Netflix. It is absolutely excellent, excellent. You know a show is excellent when I'll read the captions. You know, if I have to read the captions for an hour, that's a lot of reading, you know? Reggie, don't you dare put the snore sound on Squid Game. You have no idea what you're snoring about. Reggie, you have no idea. You think Squid Game is like watching football eating calamari. That's Squid Game for Reg. That's Squid Game for Reg. Watching football eating calamari. That's what the Squid Game is for Reg.
That's a good one.
Don't forget, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this. Before we do, our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show.
Hi, Jalen. Hi, Jacoby. Shout out, Reg the Ledge. This is Jess calling from Florida, and I have a cultural or regional question. So I'm from Texas. My husband is from Miami, and he called me the other day and asked if I had ever had spaghetti with a side of fried fish. Not together, but in a meal together. His coworkers asked him this. They're from Chicago and from St. Louis. So I ask you guys, have you ever heard of it? Have you ever had it? Would you ever try it? Let me know what y'all think. Is this cultural or regional? Or maybe both. Take care. Love the show. Bye, guys.
Thank you for the call, Jess. Cultural, regional, same plate, spaghetti with a side of, like, fried fish.
We love you, Jess. Thank you for the love. Appreciate the support. This is regional. This is Southern and Midwestern.
Okay.
This is Southern and Midwestern. We do that in the Midwest, and that's done in the South. That's where it's primarily done. And that's where we started to get, like, the chicken and grits. And then it became chicken and waffles. All of that came from the South. That's Southern. And you gotta have some fried fish. I can't lie. When I was doing the show in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, right down the street from the studio is one of my favorite breakfast spots in Atlanta. I always get there a little bit early so I can go hit it up. And I definitely be having different stuff with my breakfast when I go there, including fish.
I would love to hear your order. What has been the weirdest breakfast order from your favorite breakfast spot in Atlanta right by the studio? Like the weirdest thing
where you decide, you know what,
I'm gonna get crazy.
Well, fish, grits, and eggs might be weird to you.
That's weird to me. I mean, being from the Northeast, grits just weren't part of the lexicon. Like, I probably had my first grit when I was like 25. And you know I don't eat them because I just called it a grit.
Y'all miss a lot. Y'all miss a lot on the East Coast. Y'all miss college football too.
I've never had fried fish with spaghetti.
Definitely.
I like fried fish and I like spaghetti.
Hey, and I hate to say it like this. You ready for this, Jacoby? Now, this is where it becomes cultural. That's comfort food for black people. Like, that's the kind of stuff we eat after a funeral. You see what I'm saying? That's comfort food for us. No question about it. You get the spaghetti. You can put whatever on your spaghetti. Like, you can walk on a table for the black people, and each person have, it'd be 10 plates of spaghetti, and everybody got something different on top of it.
So we had, my son went on a trip to Alaska with his auntie Judy. Judy took him to Alaska, and he went on a fishing boat.
That's dope.
He caught rockfish, cod,
international
salmon.
People,
what the people on the fishing boat, nope, same country. What the people on the fishing boat do is they take all the fish and fillet it and freeze it and send it to you. So we got fish, lots of fish. And my wife was frying it up, and Auntie Zoe came over. And the Auntie Zoe, like, she went to culinary school. She produces Top Chef, like, she can cook. And the pieces of fried fish, and my wife don't listen to the pod, so I can say this. When Auntie Zoe took over, it was a very different experience. Her fried fish with just a lot more oil, a lot more breading. You know what I mean? My wife was just putting it in, you know, just kind of cooking it like I would. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If Auntie Zoe took over, oh yeah, oil, like 7 times as much oil in the pan. And then lots of breading, had the whole breading thing going down.
Yes.
And so there was the two plates on the table of, like, and I got 3 little kids, they don't know the difference. There was, like, the stuff my wife made, which is delicious, very well seasoned, a lot healthier, you know what I mean, less oil. And then we had the Auntie Zoe plate. Auntie Zoe plate was empty way before the other one was. So we've had a good fried fish experience lately, but I've never had it with spaghetti, but it sounds delicious. My question is more like, Do you have red sauce on the spaghetti, or is it just like butter and garlic on the spaghetti? It seems like butter and garlic's more appropriate.
Family, red sauce definitely works, but I'm telling you, you sit at a table, you put 10 different people put 10 different things on it. Some people putting ranch on it, some people putting cheese on it, some people putting, like, they're mixing their sides with it. like, see, it's straight comfort food. So yes, red sauce. Yes, spaghetti. Yes, fried chicken. Yes, fried fish. Fried anything. If you're gonna make it like Auntie Zoe, it's fried anything. Anything.
Oh, she made it so good.
It could be fried. It could be fried feet.
Yeah, you can fry a baseball glove.
No doubt.
I went to the Texas Fair one time for work. They sell fried butter, fried Coca-Cola,
yeah,
fried Oreos, fried Twinkies, yeah, fried everything, everything.
All of
my
the
stomach
above.
Didn't feel great after that day. My stomach didn't feel great after that day. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 9580-JALEN, and we'll put you on the show, just like this.
What's up, Red Bullpitch? The whole staff, everybody. This is Coop from Phoenix. Yo, I paused the show. Jacoby, you had me weak, clowning Jalen about his eyes. You said he paid his doctor with cash out. Anyway, what I called about, because of you guys, I'm about to start gambling, of course, responsibly, on these football games. What's the right way to dive into it? Do I just bet it all on one game, or do I spread it out? Are there safe bets? What's your advice? I'm not trying to get addicted, but it sounds fun. So you guys always show us the way. Let me know how to go about this. Peace and travel safe to Buffalo, guys.
Coop, this is gonna be one of the hardest questions to answer. This is gonna be one of the hardest questions to answer because I remember talking to my friend Jalen Rose as we were sharing a hotel room on Sunday morning, waking up early because we had to get to the tailgate. We were so dumb. I don't know why we thought that like we could walk to the stadium. It's literally in a different city. It's in Orchard Park. I don't know why we thought that, but shout to Jennifer who got us there quickly. But I was looking at all of our bets from last week before the game started. And I was looking, I was like, Jalen, like this is like a, I mean, all of these are gonna hit. All of these are gonna hit. And then the game started. It didn't
what
hit.
What happened was.
It didn't hit. Jalen made 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 bets and won 2 of them.
That's not good.
Yeah, well,
That's not good at all.
Coop, here's one thing to tell you is Jalen likes a high reward bet. He wants 4 or 5 times the money that he puts up. So he bets on things like Evans to score 2 TDs, Diggs to score 2 TDs, Dak to score a rushing TD. Like, that's the stuff where you bet 50, you get 250 back, right? Those are the exactly. things that Jalen likes. However, Coop, if you learn from our mistakes, is there is no such thing as a safe bet, but there are bets that are more likely to come in a winner with less payout than the ones that Jalen likes.
Correct. Well said.
You know, so you can bet the money line and bet the favorite on the money line, it'll be like minus 76. So you bet 100, you just win 76.
I don't even like bets really with even money.
I know. What are the odds of like even money? He doesn't even like those. So I would, Coop, that's where I would start. I would start with just betting the spread, betting against the spread, or if you like an underdog, betting the money line. Don't try to get too cute with the parlays and the Dak is going to run for 2 touchdowns and throw for 3 touchdowns and
but
all
you
that
know
stuff
what that's
going to get
too,
you back
Jacob?
10 times your money. Go ahead.
But also, don't underestimate the prop bets too. Don't underestimate those. You don't have to only just bet who's going to win or lose or cover the spread. You can get into those prop bets. I like those a lot too. Like, just think about it like this. If Josh Allen plays 17 games this year, he going to have 10 rushing touchdowns.
And I'm going to get paid for every single one because I bet that every single
week. So if you bet every week, that's how you maximize your bet.
You're gonna end up winning 10 weeks out of, you know, probably 9 to 10 weeks out of 17. That's above 8.5. That's all I know. It's above 8.5. And also you can bet stuff like I always like to look at how many yards they got Kyler Murray rushing for. It's usually like around 30 or 40, depending on the defense. And like I like to bet on things I like to root for. I root for Kyler Murray. I root for the Bills. That's not intelligent, but I'm not trying to make a hobby or a revenue stream out of this. I'm trying to break even at the end of the season and try to have some fun doing it. Like I'm not trying to like buy a mansion or pay my rent. Like that's one thing that's important, Coop, is don't try to act like you're gonna make money and buy a new car because you bet on Kyler Murray to rush over 45 yards. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, I'm just doing it for fun, so I bet on the things that I want to have happen.
Facts.
So I bet, so if sometimes I'm like, Kyler Murray can break one for 30 in the first drive, and then all I have to do is mess around and not get sacked, and then that comes in.
But correct.
But I dude, start with the simple stuff, man. Start with the simple stuff. And one thing you should do is take two of your best that you like and do a small parlay. That's when both of them have to hit, and that ups your odds. So if you think the Cowboys and the Cowboys are going to win and the Bills are going to win, and you bet those both, take a little bit of money and put that on a parlay where both those things happen. Because then if they both happen, you get money in lots of different ways. Shout out to you, Coop. But one thing you shouldn't start doing is betting because of us. I don't want that. I don't want that guilt on my conscience. I feel like we're going to get a voicemail from Coop in 6 months asking for a loan. You know what I mean? Speaking of loans, Jay, you don't have a lot left. You ain't got a lot left.
I know. I got to re-up now.
Yeah, you got to re-up. That's what I'm saying. I'm about to extend some credit.
I lost my money quick.
I'm about to extend some credit like the pit boss at a casino after you lose a $500 hand of blackjack. Like, you double down.
All I know is this. You know what made me so very happy?
What's that?
Somebody please create Kyler Murray as Joe Pesci for me. Please. Like, I love him so much. He's such a mean little dude. I love that about him. He's
I haven't even really looked at week
He's
six.
Such a beast. I love him so much.
That was week five. Week five starts this week. I'm not going to get to New Jersey because my wife is out of town to bet tonight. But let's just take a look, Jalen, just for the people listening to the pod before the game
starts. All right, yo, we'll give you some bets for tonight.
Let's just take a look. It's taking too long for my app to load. I have to lie about where I am every time.
No worries. I'm going to give a couple of suggestions of what they should do.
All right, LA Rams,
yep.
-2.5 in Seattle.
Rams -2.5 in Seattle. I believe the Rams covered that.
I believe so too. Seattle can't. But here's the thing, Jalen. Let me just visualize this. You watch a lot of football. I watch a lot of football. How many times had the Seahawks been down like 10 points in the fourth quarter, and Russell Wilson gets a touchdown, and he's got the ball with 3 minutes left, and they just need to go the length of the field? He's got probably more game-winning drives where he runs for 20 yards and then throws for a bomb. Like, I've just seen him come from behind in so many primetime games that it's hard for me to bet against it. It really is.
Well, but break down the bet, though. I believe Carson is questionable. He may not go, which is going to make them one-dimensional in a lot of ways.
No, I think he's
Aaron Donald has had some of his best performances against Seattle in that offensive line. He's going to have a bounce-back game this week because he was quiet last week. Same with Jalen Ramsey. Of course, he's a shutdown corner. That doesn't mean that Metcalf or Lockett won't catch any balls. Mm-hmm. But it's really unlikely that I'm going to see somebody catching a 50-yard bomb on the top of Jalen Ramsey's head. That's really unlikely.
No. Russell Wilson gets under center, sees which side of the field that Jalen Ramsey is on, and then whichever one is on the other side of the field, whether it's Lockett or Metcalf, that's who he targets. That's how that works.
Correct. And so, to me, that means he's playing left-handed with Aaron Donald on the rush, and we don't know if Carson's going to play. I think the Rams can win by at least 2 points. I'll take that bet.
I think Carson is playing, just for the record, based on what I'm looking at on this.
But that's the point. Just think about it like this. We're having this discussion in the afternoon. If I'm placing a bet right now, you got to go with the information you currently have.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that this Coop, just listen to, just trust me on this one. Do you know who some of the most accurate people are in the sports industry? People that set the lines. People that set the lines. Like, it's always really close. Like, I'm looking at passing yards for Matt Stafford. I'm like, that'd be good. Seattle defense can't stop anybody. Passing, he's going to put up a bunch of passing yards. Over under is 305.
Wow. 305. They ain't playing with you. You ain't getting no free money.
I'm thinking it would be like 240, you know what I mean? Easy money. Like, nope, 305 is a lot of passing yards. He's got to get 306 just for me to get paid. They could
you
be
ready
ahead.
For this? Here's why I like this bet. Do that same exercise for Russell Wilson.
I'll tell you right now. 268, that's a lot too. That's a lot. That's a lot. With Donald and Young and Ramsey out there, that's hard to do. Rams have a good defense. I don't like betting under stuff because I want to root for stuff to happen. You know what I mean? So I don't. But I would say that the Seahawks might get behind and have to go to the air. It's also tough. And the over under is 54.5.
Hey, Jacoby.
I would go
guess
over
what
there.
Guess what I'm about to start back doing that's fun for me. I want to start back playing casino craps.
You don't bet against people, do you?
Oh, I bet you don't pass in a minute. I don't care nothing about nobody's feelings with my money.
Yeah, Jalen does not care about other people's feelings at casinos.
No, like I'm a different person.
Let me just tell you something, Jalen Rose.
I'm not friendly Jalen Rose. You see me at the gambling table. I am not friendly Jalen Rose.
No, every single person that's ever come across Jalen in any setting, whether it's a plane, a restaurant, on the street, on the subway train, and you make sure, you put so much time and energy into making sure that all those people walk away from that interaction just with more love for you than when it started. Like, you were always net positive on love for Jalen after an interaction with a human being. Like, it's amazing. You put a lot of time and energy into that. It's one of the most admirable things about you is you will always, we'll be late for stuff. You'll be like, can I get a picture? You're like, yeah, of course. I know you should turn it vertical too for Instagram. Like all that goes out the window once we go inside a casino. All that goes out the window once we go inside a casino.
Facts.
I don't know why.
At all. I'm gonna tell you. Dollar bill, y'all. That's why. And I ain't here to make friends at the casino table. Cause I've been a public figure for a long time, Jacoby. And people think we about to kick it while we playing the game, and like our bets are in concert. No, they're not. You know, I had to eliminate that. I want to see everybody win, but I'm focused on making sure I win.
I think that's fair, but I believe in the table vibe. I believe in the vibe. I believe in the energy, the collective energy. The collective positive energy begets more positive energy.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. When y'all sitting there, cheering.
It's fine. Y'all can prioritize money over people. That's all. I understand.
Anybody that can hear my voice, those tables y'all see like that with people standing up and cheering and giving high fives.
Yes, yes.
Four or five of them.
Oh, there's nothing better than an old lady just giving a high five to an old lady. Love that.
Nah. Woo! Show me the after footage when the old lady calling somebody to come help her because she done lost all her money. And she need to re-up.
That happens from time to time.
I don't play that. I ain't high-fiving. I purposely go to the crap table and I bet don't pass on everybody. Just so they know that he ain't with us. I do that on purpose. I put like 25, 50, just put it down. I just sit it down there at all times.
There's this one place. All time. You know, I stopped going to this place, but you know the Hollywood Park Casino, like right by the LAX? Like that sad one. You know what I mean? Like it's not Vegas. There's no cheering and high-fiving.
Right,
at that place, you can literally be the house at that place. So they'll give you the opportunity to like be the house, essentially. Like be the dealer and like pay out everyone's bets. It's like, that's just rude, man. I don't want you rooting against everybody else at the table. That's something that you would do. That's something that you would do.
It is.
You know what, Jay?
I'm owning it.
Jay, you know what? I changed my mind. This sounds like too much fun. We're getting those hotel rooms. I'm sorry. You're getting those hotel rooms in New Orleans. We're going. We're going to have some beverages at a nice restaurant, and we're going to be walking home from
that's
the nice restaurant.
Right.
I'm not going to those like clubs and go to the dance floor on Bourbon Street. I'm too old for that. We'll go to a nice restaurant, have a nice meal, lots of fried food and stuff. And on the way home, we're going to be walking past that casino, and I'm going to walk right in, and we're going to play craps and blackjack.
Walk it like a talk it. Walk it
we're gonna
like
do
a
that.
Talk it.
And halfway it through
like
the
a,
night,
talk it.
I'm going to look at you and say, Jalen, I've overdrawn my checking account. Can I borrow $2,000? And you're going to say, we got to go home now. We got to go home. We'll be back with another dope pod to step to tomorrow. Big shout to, you know what? I got it. Big shout to Karma the Machine. Appreciate him coming on. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.